There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of these airwaves. The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm to send a contact request. And it will be approved after that. You can easily call us on Skype. You'll sound a lot better than normal, callers do. Toll-free number for regular phone calls is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, a captive orangutan has a human right to freedom, according to one court, which is different from what a different court had said just recently in the United States. We'll tell you where this court is located. Also, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go to Dave in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave.
Yeah, hi, guys. How you doing?
Dave, go ahead, sir.
Remember how, like, a couple weeks back ago or months back ago, I told you about my rude, annoying neighbor who was always slamming his door?
Vaguely. Okay, but we'll take your word for it. Go ahead.
Okay, well, today I got into a confrontation with him.
Is this guy above you or to the left or the right of you?
He is, right next door to me. And, like, you know, today, because, like, he was, like, walking the hallway, and he walked into his room, and I'm like, and I yelled out in the hallway, please stop slamming your door. And then he opened it, and me and him got into a confrontation, and he says, oh, because, you know, this guy has been in jail before. And he goes, oh, I'm going to mess you up. I'm going to mess you up, you know. And, you know, I can't say the F word because of the FCC. And
I appreciate
blah, blah, blah.
That. Thank you.
But, you know, he was saying to me, I'm going to take my medication. I'm going to mess you up. I'm going to mess you up. I kept telling him politely, please stop slamming your door. He goes, well, I'm going to mess you up. I'm going to mess you up. I'm like, again, please stop slamming your door.
So did you yell at him to stop slamming his door, or did you, you know, quietly, in a normal tone of voice, request that he stop slamming his doors? You said you yelled at him.
Oh, yeah, because he walked right by me, then he walked to his room, and then he slammed his door behind him. I don't know if it's the door himself, or maybe he's intentionally doing it to piss me off. You know,
Is this the first time you have ever communicated to this man your feelings about his door slamming?
No, I told him. I even told him once outside a few months back ago. I'm like, look, I'm an next-door neighbor. Please stop slamming your door.
And what did he tell you at that time?
He goes, oh, I don't want to hear it, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's a real annoying prick, you know. I wish I could swear, but I'm not because of the FCC, blah, blah, blah.
Well, it sounds to me like, you know, you're frustrated and that maybe apartment living isn't for you, Dave. I mean, when you're living in close proximity with people, they can be kind of frustrating in some of their habits. I'm not saying he's right in what he's doing. He's obviously disturbing you and presumably disturbing others in his act of regular door slamming. Presumably, if others are upset about this, you can't come to an agreement with him just man to man. He doesn't sound like a very agreeable person. I don't think that you would be in the wrong to go to the apartment management and, you know, let them know that this is a problem. What happened there?
I went to the front desk. I left a complaint against this man. You know, he's black. He said, oh, I've been in jail before. You know, I'll mess you up. You know, again, I wish I could swear, but I can't because
I don't think that the color of his skin really matters or whether he was in jail. But what happened when you made the complaint to the apartment building?
I also sent an email to the housing authority, and I haven't because I sent it like tonight.
Oh, so you do live in government housing.
No, it's not called that. You guys keep messing it up. It's not called that.
Wait a minute. You just said you sent an email to the housing authority. You've before denied on this radio program, Dave, that you are a welfare recipient. It sounds to me like you're living in welfare houses.
No, I'm not. Corey is the welfare. But anyway, besides that.
Who's Corey? Is that your roommate?
No, Corey is the leech out in Alaska, but let's get off that subject for a while. But I sent an email to
I don't know what that has to do with anything at all. Which housing authority did you send an email to?
To my landlord.
Well, your landlord is different. You said housing authority a moment ago. Now, you didn't. I think that that was you being honest with what's actually going on here. What's the housing authority? What's the full name of it? Is it the Poughkeepsie Housing Authority?
I'm not going to mention it, but anyway, I sent an email.
Is it the Poughkeepsie? Well, if you can't have a conversation, Dave, we'll just have to let you go. Good luck with your issues with the neighbor. What I would suggest is that you get out of the welfare housing and find yourself your own place, maybe your own house to where there's some distance in between you and the next-door neighbors. And
well,
thanks for the call, and good luck. That's what I would do. Because if you're taking a handout from somebody, and Dave swears up and down that he's not on welfare, if you're taking a handout from somebody, then beggars really shouldn't be choosers, in my opinion. If you're getting a free place to stay or a heavily subsidized place to stay, I don't think you have too much to where you should be complaining about the behavior of the neighbors.
Amen, Ian. Amen. I mean,
I'm not being unreasonable with that.
No, it is tough. Like you said, it's tough being in close quarters with people, but mm-hmm. when it's being given to you, when you can't really exercise any authority over your environment because you're not paying for it, you just got to grit your teeth and you got to bear it.
I mean, I guess within the system there is some sort of grievance process. As he said, he filled out a complaint, and certainly, you know, you're welcome to utilize the system in whatever rules they have, but don't be surprised when somebody tries to turn that same system right back around on you. So one of the things that happens when governments get in between neighbors is that people will tend to use the government rather than just talking with their neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if what Dave says is true, and I don't know if what he says is true, but if what he says is true and he actually tried to have a conversation with this guy, then good for him. Then that's, you know, that's the way to approach things. Of course, I'm presuming Dave was, you know, a kind person in the way he did that, which I don't know why I would presume that, because all of the evidence shows that Dave doesn't get along with people very well, and he doesn't seem to put much effort into getting along with people. One of the first things, for long time listeners of the show know this, but new listeners who may have heard Dave for the first time tonight, Dave called a couple years ago for the first time, and one of his first complaints, well, the reason he was calling for the first time was he was complaining about getting into fights online with people, like verbal kind of altercations, text altercations with people, and he was complaining about
flame wars.
Yeah, he was complaining about the people who were picking on him. But it turned out that when he showed up on the Free Talk Live forum, the BBS, that he was being very, very rude and abrasive to the people who were already in that forum. So it seemed pretty clear to me why Dave has problems with people, you know, treating him poorly, is because he doesn't treat them very well in the first place. So you kind of get what you put out there, Dave. You know, when you put out anger and you put out being rude towards people, you shouldn't be surprised when you get it back tenfold in ways that you don't like. And don't be surprised when you go running to the housing authority and you put in a complaint against this guy for slamming his door. Don't be surprised when he comes up with some reason to complain about you. Because that's not uncommon, is where one, and it's not just necessarily in an apartment building where this happens. It happens in neighborhoods as well, wherever the government is in charge. And I don't mean just all welfare housing. I mean just any old neighborhood where government has zoning rules or whatever. One neighbor points out that, you know, neighbor X, they have a truck parked in their yard. And so neighbor X then finds something wrong with neighbor Y, who had complained on him. And he complains back about neighbor Y and how it is that his grass is too tall, or whatever the arbitrary rule violation happens to be. And before you know it, you've got this war going on between neighbors who are trying to sick the government on the person that they don't like. And ultimately, everybody loses in that conflict.
Will Grigg was talking about this on his own podcast, Freedom Zealot podcast.
Mm-hmm.
People, instead of fighting for their own freedom, for their real freedom to do what they want to do as long as they're not punching somebody else in the face or picking somebody else's pocket, instead of fighting for their own real freedom, instead they'll just make it their goal in life to make sure that everybody else is equally as miserable and equally as unfree and chained down. And it's pathetic. It's pitiful. It's sad. It's uncivilized.
So what do you do, though, when you've got neighbors who are doing things that are definitely, you know, violative? That, let's say they're making loud noises in the middle of the night and you're trying to sleep whether it's slamming a door or it's running some sort of a saw across the street or, you know, mowing the lawn at 6 in the morning. I mean, it is, what do you do in that situation, Jenny Ray?
Now, let me think about it, but noise pollution, I don't necessarily believe in it, and I don't believe that I control the air.
All right, let's talk about that coming up here in moments. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Do you have a conflict with a neighbor? Tell us about it. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing. To be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and with you in the studio tonight is Ian
and Johnny Ray.
Don't forget, you can join us here toll-free at 855-453. Got some conflict with the neighbors? You want to tell us about it? You're welcome to do that. Dave in New York called in to explain that he's got a neighbor who's been slamming the door, and he's very frustrated by that, so he decided to get into an argument with the neighbor about it. Now, I don't know if that was what Dave's intention was, but in a lot of cases, he comes off as not the nicest of characters, not someone with whom a neighbor would want to necessarily negotiate. And it may be the case that both of the neighbors are equally ornery in this particular process. And you're welcome to share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. Also, if you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. What is it? It's a global virtual private network. They encrypt your online data, so your internet service provider will be in the dark about what you're doing on their internet connection. Right now, if you're not using ProXPN, your ISP is probably logging all the websites you visit, all the search terms you enter, maybe keeping those logs for up to 5 years in some cases. You can stop that from happening. Just install ProXPN's free software. You can get it for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices as well. Linux users, setup's a little different for you, but it's actually pretty simple. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, download the software there, and then use promo code FTL50 when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account. With the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. ProXPN is incredibly useful. You just go to proxpn.com/FTL and use code FTL50 to get that 50% off the price of the annual account. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online surfing habits. So that code again, FTL50. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. So I'd ask you, Johnny Ray, what do you do in this situation with, not necessarily Dave's situation, but just a legitimate situation where you've got one neighbor and they're being pretty noisy. Like, you know, it's disturbing you, and you're trying to go to sleep and they're running some kind of saw across the street, and it's bothering you. What do you do in a situation like that, Johnny Ray?
At number one, you politely approach the person and tell them you're creating a lot of noise, and will you please not create as much noise? And then if they don't, you talk it over with your neighbors. Beyond that, I'm not exactly sure. In our society of today, the police are like our babysitters.
Mm-hmm.
So that many would advise the next step is to call the police. But you never want to call the police because the police don't have your the police are not interested in your well-being, and they're not going to help you. There's no situation that's so bad it can't be made worse
by the police
calling the police.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. I think that communicating with your neighbors about any issues you have is the best way to do it. I've had a couple of neighbors tell me a couple things about the property, and I've done my best to remedy the situation in most of those instances. And I think most neighbors, being the neighborly sort, would be willing to help out. And, of course, it doesn't always work out that way. And if it doesn't, then I also agree with you, Johnny Ray, that calling the police is not going to make things better. If anything, that'll escalate the conflict. That may make the neighbor resent you even further. The police may do who knows what, and they may end up arresting you for some nonsense. So you never know. You never know what the cops are going to do when they come in. It's like, you know, when you pull the fire extinguisher, you don't know what the firemen are going to do when they show up to supposedly save your house. They may end up destroying part of it in order to save it. So who knows? The police are a dangerous group of people, and I also agree to not bring them in. And I think that if you want to prevent yourself from having noise or neighbors that create some sort of a non-noise related annoyance, whatever that might be, maybe you don't like their Christmas lights. I mean, there's grumpy people everywhere. Personally, I don't really care what my neighbors do. If I cared about what my neighbors do, then I would live in a deed-restricted neighborhood where there's all kinds of stupid rules for the neighbors to follow and for you to follow as well. I've never lived in one of those neighborhoods as an adult, and I have no interest in living in them because I've known people who've lived in these places, and the rules are insane. And even if there were a few rules in the beginning, it seems to me that they're likely to expand into more than a few rules over time, simply because an organization that controls things like deed restrictions would seem to attract the people who are looking to be, let's call them neighborhood Nazis, the people who they have a vision for what the neighborhood should look like, and they're going to try to take control of the neighborhood associations where they can then implement their vision to, you know, whatever cost it might cost to implement and whatever inconvenience. So I'm not interested in all of that. But for those people who are, then please move out of wherever it is you live. If someone's bothering you, if your neighbors are upsetting you, first of all, try some earmuffs or like some earplugs or something. See if that solves the problem. Secondly, just leave and go to some place where there are very specific restrictions on things. I mean, I remember one neighborhood, you couldn't even park a truck outside of your house at night. You could park another vehicle, a regular car.
But not a truck.
Fascinating. You couldn't do that. And, you know, you couldn't have a work truck outside of your house at any time, you know, unless the person was, you know, some plumber was actually inside doing something. And this is the kind of neighborhood where there's all kinds of dumb rules like that. Please, move into that neighborhood, because then, if you're in a private agreement with other people, then if you've got an actual violation of an agreement, like, oh, well, when you came to this neighborhood, you signed this agreement, and it said that you would not make more than 60 decibels of noise as measured by the next-door neighbor's front of his driveway. And if you're in an agreement like that, then you've got a totally legitimate claim against your neighbor for having a party out in the back that was too loud or whatever. And if that's the life you want to live, where you're constantly getting into little tiffs with neighbors, then, you know, you can live that life. But presumably, the people in those uppity neighborhoods would likely not cause those problems in the first place because they're all just as uppity. I don't know. That's how I feel about it. So I'm kind of like you on this one, Johnny Ray. I really just, you know, it doesn't bother me what the neighbors do. And when neighbors are noisy, it's just, hey, it's the cost of living in freedom, or like relative freedom to me. It sounds like freedom coming into my window.
Uh-huh. And, Ian, one of the things that has always appealed to me about libertarianism and free association is that I think a voluntary society would... serious punishment... I can't think of any examples right now, but serious consequences and serious punishment to offensive people is possible in a voluntarist society. And I think in the society, the distinctly involuntary, unfree society we live in now, troublemakers they get away with it all the time because of the legal system. The legal system so often rewards the evildoer and punishes the virtuous.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Right. On Free Talk Live, we talk a lot about police abuse and so forth. But one of the things that I think is a real shortcoming of the state is it's impossible to really give people what they deserve. I think that a voluntary society could exclude and shun someone, which would be effective. Because if you can't eat, then you can't stay there. You got to move on.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Will we be joined by orangutans in that voluntary society, Johnny Ray? Right now, there's a court decision that's come down that says one captive orangutan has a human right to freedom. We'll give you more details on that. You can share your thoughts as well. If you've got a neighborly conflict, dial us up. Free Talk Live.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV, a upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial us up toll-free here. Bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it's conflicts between the neighbors during nullification. That's a couple of things we've discussed thus far this evening. Coming up, the captive orangutan has been ruled to have a human right to freedom, according to a court in Argentina. We'll give you more details on that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. 855-450-FREE and Skype username lrn.fm. Mark, who is normally with us here on Tuesday nights, he's on a much-deserved vacation down to Florida. He's going to be going to Anarchapulco at the end of February. He'll be attending with Jeff Berwick of the Dollar Vigilante, as well as Angel Clark, who has just recently moved to Acapulco, Mexico. Roger Veer, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, will be attending. Cody Wilson, Nima Vidotti, Objectivist Girl, Luke Radowski, Dana Martin, Ernie Hancock, and more. What more reason do you need to go to Acapulco in February? It's going to be a great event. Hotel prices are reasonable. Tickets for the event itself, less than $100. If you get registered by Christmas, which means your time for the early bird prices is running out. Workshops are running all week, and the action really heats up on the weekend. It's happening February 27th through March 1st in Acapulco. Mark's going to be attending the unschooling workshop, and will be there throughout the weekend. You can go down there and take a look and see if Acapulco is indeed the new Liberty destination. Go check out anarchapulco.com to get your tickets. That's anarchapulco.com. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Andrew in St. George, Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Andrew.
All right. I think you said orangutans in Argentina, or they want to protect the liberty of orangutans. Is that what you said?
If you'd like, I can give you a little detail from the story, and you're welcome to comment.
Oh, sure.
So, So here you go. From Reuters in Buenos Aires, an orangutan held at an Argentine zoo can be freed and transferred to a sanctuary after a court recognized the ape as a, quote, non-human person, unquote, unlawfully deprived of its freedom, say local media. Animal rights campaigners filed a habeas corpus petition, a document more typically used to challenge the legality of a person's detention or imprisonment, in November on behalf of Sandra, a 29-year-old Sumatran orangutan at the Buenos Aires Zoo. In a landmark ruling that could pave the way for more lawsuits, the Association of Officials and Lawyers for Animal Rights argued that the ape had sufficient cognitive functions and should not be treated as an object. The court agreed. Sandra, born into captivity in Germany before being transferred to Argentina 2 decades ago, deserved the basic rights of a non-human person. According to the Daily La Nación newspaper, quoting lawyer Paul Buonampadre as saying, quote, this opens the way not only for other great apes, but also for other sentient beings, which are unfairly and arbitrarily deprived of their liberty in zoos, circuses, water parks, and scientific laboratories. Orangutan is a word from the Malay and Indonesian languages that means forest man. Sandra's case is not the first time activists have sought to use the habeas corpus writ to secure the release of wild animals from captivity. In fact, as we talked about recently on this very program, a U.S. court earlier this month tossed out a similar bid for the freedom of Tommy the chimpanzee, privately owned in New York State, ruling the chimp was not a person entitled to the rights and protections afforded by habeas corpus. So there you have two different courts in two different political jurisdictions ruling completely differently. Andrew, your thoughts?
Wow, yeah. It's incredible that they're willing to go to such extent to protect this orangutan. Considering that in America, you know, we got the NDAA, we don't have habeas corpus here. And so obviously this orangutan, I mean, I'm looking, you know, that I'm a little jealous of his freedom if he, you know, if he does get it. I mean, talk about the new land of liberty. You can be a monkey and you don't have to, you know, they'll actually follow habeas corpus. I would say on the other end, it's like, if they use, okay, so say this is, you know, they're claiming it to be another sentient being. If that's what they're saying, then they can claim that on down the line, you know, the next animal that they decide. And then usually when they say, oh, we're going to protect this person, this right, that's what they always think that, you know, the state always has to do. Then they're just going to decide that they're going to make a bunch of laws about, oh, wait, no, you can't, you can't eat this animal and that animal because they're, you know, you're violating habeas corpus.
Right. Well, and what, there's a very dangerous kind of slippery slope here.
Yeah, what the U.S. would do, what the U.S. justice system would do with the idea that orangutans and other animals could be sentient is just use that sentiment against human beings in the court. So they would just use that to go after people that they didn't like.
Well, also the idea that different animals would then have rights that they don't currently have, what would be the determining factor? Obviously, you can do things with a chimpanzee or an orangutan that you can't with other animals. They're more intelligent, clearly, and they can speak, for instance. You know, they can pick words from a screen. They can use sign language. And so, you know, what will be the requirement to show that something is a non-human person by these legal jurisdictions? Would it be that the thing recognizes itself in a mirror? Because that's one of the hallmarks of an animal that is more intelligent than other animals, is that it can know that it's looking at itself in a mirror as opposed to just thinking it's another animal or not noticing at all whatever it is that's in the mirror. So, Andrew, yeah, I think you're right about this. Any other thoughts you want to share?
Oh, no, that's it. Are you guys going to go to – you said you're going to Anarcho-Poco?
I am not. Mark Edge, who is normally with us on weeknights here, is going to Anarcho-Poco.
What is he trying to make? Didn't he have Galt Gulch or something like that? Did that fall through?
Yeah, well, that was Jeff Berwick, who is also doing Anarcho-Poco. He was involved with the Galt Gulch. That did fall through, and I don't have all the details on what went wrong with that. From what I understand, the blame has been laid at the feet of the business partner in that organization, and the claim I've heard is that the people who lost money will somehow be made whole, but honestly, I have not followed that closely. So if you learn more about it and you'd like to share with us, you're certainly welcome to call in about it.
Awesome. Right on. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So should, you know, which court is right in this case? Or are they both wrong about these chimpanzees and orangutans? You know, one court says this orangutan's a non-human person, but a U.S. court says this chimpanzee is not a person, not entitled to rights and protections as afforded by habeas corpus, which, by the way, habeas corpus is basically a joke anyway, even when we're talking about human animals. It doesn't work very well at, you know, preserving anyone's rights that I've seen. By the way, more to the story here from Yahoo News. In 2011, the animal rights group People for Ethical Treatment of Animals filed a lawsuit against a marine park operator, SeaWorld, alleging five wild-captured orca whales were treated like slaves. San Diego court dismissed the case. The Buenos Aires Zoo has 10 working days to seek an appeal. Spokesman for the zoo declined to comment to Reuters. Their head of biology told La Nación that orangutans were, by nature, calm, solitary animals, which come together only to mate and care for their young. They said, quote, "When you don't know the biology of a species, to unjustifiably claim it suffers abuse, is stressed, or depressed, is to make one of man's most common mistakes, which is to humanize animal behavior."
Hmm.
So the zoo obviously, you know, believes that the zoo is an appropriate place for this animal. What do you think, Johnny Ray? I mean, do you think the animal here, the orangutan, should be kept in a cage at a zoo, even if the cage is fairly large, even if it's not a cage, even if it's just a sort of an area that's a place where they can run around? Have you ever been to, like, Busch Gardens or whatever? They don't have sort of the standard zoo cage that you see in the comic strips or whatever. They have large swaths of area for the animals to kind of exist in.
I think I've been to the Miami Zoo, which was a big, big open environment like you described.
How does that make you feel?
I wasn't thinking about it then, but now I guess I am against the zoos. My thoughts about animals are evolving as we speak, and with the proliferation on the internet of animal videos and the sharing on social media is actually changing my mind about.
I want to hear more about that, how your mind is being changed about animals. You said you're against zoos. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome as well.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here to bring up anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. One court says that a orangutan is a non-human person, has the right to human freedom. Another court says that a chimpanzee is not a person, does not have those rights. These two courts are in different countries, one in the United States, that's the second one, and then the original one is in Argentina, the one that decided that the orangutan does have the right to human freedom. And the orangutan apparently will be removed from the zoo in which it is being kept, and will be delivered to what is called a sanctuary. Now, what the difference is between a sanctuary and a zoo, I'm not really sure. I don't know what defines a sanctuary, because a lot of zoos have, you know, fairly large areas wherein these animals are living on a not truly free basis, but certainly not as bad as a sort of a metal cage at the circus kind of basis. Arguably those zoos where the animals are able to kind of romp about and do whatever they would naturally do in a relatively small area, I think are more humane towards those animals than, say, a cage at a circus. But Johnny Ray, you said you've been changing how you view animal captivity and the idea of animal rights. I want to hear more about that. I also want to hear from you. You're welcome to share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE, that is you, the listener. 855-450-3733. And join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So, Johnny Ray, when you say that your mind has changed on this, what was your mindset previously, and what has influenced the change, and which direction?
Basically, that animals were so much stupider than people, and because animals didn't have souls, then it was, you know, while it might be distasteful to do things to them, whatever you did to them was okay and was civilized. And now a lot of the old arguments I just don't buy anymore. And it's not really something I think about a lot. I am now, because that's what we're talking about on Free Talk Live, mm-hmm. But I eat a couple of McDoubles every day.
Every day?
Yes. I eat a couple of McDoubles every day. I eat a lot of McChickens and nuggets.
Okay.
And I spend a lot of time at McDonald's.
I see that.
But what was I talking about before?
The changing
and images and videos that you see on Facebook.
Yeah.
Of animals like dolphins. I saw one. A dolphin was babysitting a child.
Hmm.
Tossing a ball back and forth with a child, and the animals seem a lot more human to me now than they did before.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now I've read that agriculture. Raising plants actually kills more animals than raising animals for meat does, because pesticides and so forth are just killing all, you know, mice by the thousands and anybody who wants to eat your corn. I'm looking forward to lab grown meat, Ian. You know, I want some stem cell research to just create meat for me without it having to be attached to a living, breathing animal.
So just grow a chicken breast or something.
Exactly.
Like that, where there's no actual chicken.
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting technology and one worth looking into. And I also share with you, Johnny Ray, I mean, I don't know if I was ever, you know, callous or anything towards animals when I was younger. I remember
on Free Talk Live describing, talking about your cat Ravage.
Yep.
And saying if Ravage was 20 times the size he is now, he wouldn't he wouldn't think twice about eating you. He would be happy to do it. And so because of that, you would not afford Ravage the rights that you would another person.
I don't think that animals have the same kind of, I don't think that animals have rights like people have rights. Rights, and rights is just an idea that people have come up with, so I don't think that rights actually exist in any sort of fashion beyond in our minds. And if it could be determined that an animal could grasp the concept of rights,
mm-hmm.
and not only grasp the concept but agree to the concept,
mm-hmm.
Then I think that animal should have rights, absolutely. That doesn't mean that I think animals should be abused or treated poorly. And that doesn't mean that I think poorly toward animals. In fact, I think animals are a lot smarter than people give them credit for, especially animals that are commonly thought of as not so bright, like, you know, common house cats and dogs. I think that they can, you know, really have a lot of intelligence if they're raised in the right family. You know, if the dog is raised by someone who beats it and starves it, it's probably not going to appear as an intelligent animal because it's going to constantly be starving and angry. But if it's raised in a family that appreciates it and treats it nicely and trains it and, you know, educates it, and then I think you'll see how really brilliant and intelligent an animal can be. So I think like young people, kids, I think a lot of people underestimate their capacity for intellect. And I think that's definitely true of animals.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it in my life where, you know, I've been, even though I definitely attribute my animals, my dog and my, or my cat, and my past, right now I have a dog. When I attribute intelligence to it, I believe that she's a very smart dog, but even sometimes I'm surprised by how intelligent that she is. So I give animals credit for being very intelligent, and sometimes I'm surprised by them as well. And then, you know, you get neat videos like on YouTube where the bird fashions the tool. Have you seen that one where the bird's trying to get at something at, like, I forget what kind of bird, but some sort of bird, a robin or something like that, is trying to get at a worm at the bottom of a jar, and it can't get its beak all the way down there, so it picks up a nearby wire or something like that, fashions the wire into a hook, and then proceeds to fish down into the jar to
retrieve. I love it.
Right. I mean, you just see stuff like that, and it really makes you think, huh, there's more intelligence out there than we realize. And, of course, whether the animal could, if the animal did understand the idea of rights, or could understand the idea of rights, communicating that idea is, of course, the difficulty, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, how do you communicate with a dolphin? Well, there are people working on that. We've seen the chimpanzees and people communicating with them successfully through sign language or through punching words or symbols on some sort of a computer screen. That happens. Obviously, you can communicate with a dog or a cat, you know, can be given commands and, you know, can learn how to interact with you on some level. So I think that as time goes on, we're going to learn a lot more about how intelligent animals are. But this idea that animals have the right to freedom is a dangerous idea, because I think that, you know, it threatens the idea of having a pet in the first place. If the animal has the right to freedom, then does that mean we have to release all dogs and cats from their captivity in our homes?
I think a majority of dogs and cats would choose to stay with the families that they're with now.
I think that's true. But does that mean that the dog or cat should be allowed to leave at any time? Like, I like to have my animals inside my house. I, you know, don't like the idea of my dog getting hit by a car. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I love the animal, and I like the relationship I have with it and taking care of it and all that, and I would not want it to come to that sort of an end, you mm-hmm. know? And that's one of the most common things that happens to animals that are allowed to go outside, is at some point somebody hits them with a car. And if they're lucky, I think they die at that moment, rather than end up living with, you know, broken bones and, you know, living a horrible disfigurement kind of situation.
Yeah, I want to get a house out in the woods because I want to have animals, but I can't have an animal and keep them inside all the time. Mm-hmm. I want a dog who yep. can just run out in the woods and do whatever he wants. And I want a cat, and the cat would, when the cat brought home mice that it had killed, I would skin the mice and cook them and share them with the cat. And I want that. I would have the cat do train him to hunt for me.
That's awfully nice of you to cook the mouse for the cat.
Maybe the cat would probably prefer that I didn't. So maybe I would just give the cat his share raw.
So the problem, I mean, there's a big slippery slope here, as our last caller had suggested, and that is that if you grant rights to one animal, or the right to freedom to one animal, because it shows some level of sentience, mm-hmm. then you're going to start granting that to other animals. And then at some point, you can't have any animal in any level of captivity whatsoever, or certain animals are not allowed to be held in captivity, no matter how humane that captivity might be, no matter how loving the family that is, let's say, taking care of a dog or a cat might be. These court decisions, this is the legal system. One decision leads to another, which leads to another, and before you know it, it may be that all families have to let their pets go. You know, that if you have a pet in your home, that you are somehow violating its rights, and that you would be legally liable to who? I don't know. I guess the government.
Well, the mayor would still have his menagerie. The mayor would have a tiger and a lion and dogs and ferrets, but you would not be able to keep your animals.
So, it's tough because I love the idea that animals should be as respected as we can possibly respect their intelligence. But at the same time, I see this as a really dangerous slippery slope that could result in people having to let their pets out, and that would be a horrifying experience for children all around the world.
Sure.
855-450-FREE, not to mention everybody else who loves their animals. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.